collective bargaining rights for public employee unions have been restored by a Dane County judge. It's Tuesday, December 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, customers of Sun Badger Solar hoping to get a refund for unfinished work will not be seeing their money anytime soon. And state officials say Wisconsinites should be wary of scams on Giving Tuesday today. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
Collective bargaining rights for public employee unions have been restored with a Dane County judge's ruling that Wisconsin's controversial Act 10 law is unconstitutional. Rich Kramer has the details.
In a final decision issued Monday, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost struck down several sections of the 2011 law that restricted public employee collective bargaining rights. It built on Frost's July declaration that the law violated the Wisconsin Constitution because it allowed public safety workers to bargain, but not other employee groups like teachers. DNR Conservation Warden Ben Gruber was a plaintiff in the lawsuit. He previously worked as a firefighter.
I was, on the side as a firefighter where we were allowed to keep our collective bargaining rights and then move to another public safety job where we weren't allowed to have those rights.
Wisconsin's top Republican lawmakers vowed to appeal Frost's decision. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, a former conservative justice on Wisconsin's Supreme Court who previously upheld the Act 10 law died Sunday evening. The family of David Prosser says the 81-year-old was suffering from cancer. Prosser spent nearly two decades as a Republican state representative before serving 18 years as a Wisconsin justice. In his 2011 campaign for re-election to the state's highest court, Prosser promised to steer clear of partisan politics.
I used to be a partisan. I acknowledge that. When I came on the court, I wanted to be respected as a neutral, nonpartisan, impartial justice, and somewhat of a scholar of the law.
Prosser did help uphold the GOP law curtailing public sector labor rights known as Act 10, among other decisions. He retired from the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2016. Supporters of Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler say they hope he'll take Wisconsin-style campaign infrastructure to the national level. That's after Wickler announced he's running to chair the Democratic National Committee. Democrats are looking to completely rebuild after bruising losses nationwide in November. Joe Zepecki is a Democratic political consultant based in Milwaukee. He says Wisconsin Democrats campaign all year round, and that approach should be a model.
The world we live in now requires an ongoing commitment to communicating with voters, telling them what's at stake, building power. It can only happen if you do it all the damn time.
Wickler is touting his fundraising skills and campaign record as he runs. While voters nationally swung about 6 points in favor of President-elect Donald Trump in November, the state of Wisconsin swung about 1.5 percentage points. Customers of a now-defunct Waukesha Solar Company hoping to get a refund for unfinished work will not get a penny in the immediate future. As Joe Schultz reports, a Waukesha County judge last month approved discharging the receiver tasked with overseeing Sun Badger Solar's assets.
The court order allows the receiver to pay the State Department of Workforce Development more than $120,000. The money will go to unpaid wages of former Sun Badger employees. The case could be reopened if a former employee is criminally convicted and forced to pay restitution for allegedly embezzling over $500,000 from the company. John Wirth was the court-appointed receiver. He says the employee worked in a high-level finance position.
She hid a lot of theft, including paying for a lot of her own personal expenses through company money.
Court documents say 124 creditors argued they were owed more than $12 million. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Universities of Wisconsin system is going to change how low enrollment programs on campuses are evaluated. The change is based on recommendations from a third-party financial report. System President Jay Rothman says a committee will be formed to evaluate the programs. These changes come as the UW system is preparing for a budget battle. This summer, Rothman announced the UW system would ask the legislature for an $855 million budget increase in the next two-year budget. Rothman says the system is currently ranking 47th out of 50 states in terms of public funding.
The UWs are a great asset for our state, and I think it is incumbent upon the state to invest in those universities to ensure long-term financial viability for Wisconsin.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the UW's $855 million budget request was likely a non-starter. And finally, today is Giving Tuesday. Anna Marie Yanni reports that state officials are telling people to watch out for scammers posing as charities.
When making charitable donations, officials say Wisconsinites should be wary of common scams. For example, they should watch out for emails, texts, calls, or social media posts from scammers impersonating real or fake charities. Michelle Reinen is an administrator at the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says the way scammers ask for payments can also be a red flag.
If you're asked to give cash, pay by cryptocurrency, a payment app, money transfer, like wiring money, or a prepaid gift card, know that that's a red flag to a scam.
Instead, she says to donate by credit card or a check made out to the organization. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We really do love hearing your feedback. Please let us know what we're doing well and what you think we could be doing better. Send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org, or of course, you can always leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.